This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
How tired everybody is, congregations, ministers, and a whole range of folk in our community, and also the people who attend our worship services, older folk, but also to people who are in business or working in schools or hospitals or wherever. So we talked at length about how would we address the idea of Christmas and Advent this season and what would that mean. Mm. And we really wanted to avoid the idea of trying to find more tasks for folk to do and to try to gee them up, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so we tried to talk about the idea of Christmas being a space of replenishment and renewal, of a God who refreshes and blesses us, and the idea of both the Advent and Christmas seasons, but also the season that follows, might in fact be a time of renewal for us rather than here are more things for us to do, more worship services for us to fulfill, that sort of idea. So the idea of being a space where we might, and I hate to use the jargonistic word, recenter ourselves around Christ and the hope that's there, rather than trying to find more celebratory tasks. But I mean, say, obviously we celebrate, but being actually about discovering the deep hope and the deep joy in Christmas, because as we know, Christmas is often a season where there are so many things coming at you.
Yes.
And they aren't bad, but they're just coming at you. And I think after a couple of years of people having so much required of them, that this just be a time where gifts are about being with community, being with each other. So I talked to my team about this, and we talked about what are the signs of Christmas that you really, really value? And we talked about things like being with our friends, being with our family, the space to be with those we love, but also, of course, the worship and the sense of God being present through it all.
Yeah. Now, Simon, I'm just trying to get my head around what you just described there. So what you're saying is you are going to be doing less at a time of year when often churches are doing more. So what's the Uniting Church going to be doing then this Christmas, do you think?
It isn't so much doing less. It's just saying, you know, you haven't got to gee everything up all the time. It might be about simply gathering and being together for worship, and that Advent traditionally is a season of preparation.
Yes.
So what if we took those four Sundays of just being more reflective and approaching it in terms of what are we hoping for, rather than trying to wind things into a more energized kind of space. Now, people can do what they like, of course.
Sure.
But I just noticed with a whole range of folk, when we talked about Christmas coming, people's heads didn't lift with joy. It was a sort of sense of, there are more things to do. And I think part of it, too, is the uncertainty of the whole last 2 years. You'd plan something, and then the wheels would fall off because we had to go into lockdown or whatever.
You know? So true.
Yeah. And when we first heard about this about 2 months ago, someone said, well, we're planning for Christmas. I assume we can still have it. You know, that idea of this sense of, oh, gosh, you know. That's what we're trying to do. So it isn't about, you know, cutting out celebration. It's just simply about saying perhaps we can do a little bit less, or less is being demanded of you, and the congregation can just simply gather and be together and care for each other and assert and affirm the need that perhaps this season will be about the gathering and the being together rather than having a whole series of celebrations the whole way through.
And Simon, you mentioned before that one of the signs of Christmas that people enjoy is the hope, is the joy that's found in the birth of Jesus. But why do you think in 2021, and you just mentioned, as everyone still remembers, it's been a really difficult year, why do you then still think that in this year, Jesus remains joy to the world?
If I want to get all theological on you, we would talk about the incarnation being critical.
What do you mean by that, Simon?
The God becomes flesh, God becomes human, how critically important that is. And in a period of 2 years where we've been told not to touch, not to embrace, not to be close to people, and the idea of God coming close, the idea of God stepping into our space, and not just stepping in for a moment, but actually embracing being human and being one with us and one for us, that incredibly important understanding of how God commits to us. It isn't just a God who says he loves us. It's a God who actually takes on our humanness and engages with us in that way. For me, if I talk about this simplicity idea, when the angels speak, they say the sign of God loving us and God engaging in the world isn't the angels, isn't the fanfare, isn't the magi. It's a child lying in a feed trough. It's the simplicity of God engaging with us. And I think with all the extraneous stuff that's going on, all the worries that we have, all the fears that we have, we know that God would be born amongst us today as much as he was 2,000 years ago in the middle of all the mess, which is a God who is fully committed to us, not just for a moment, but forever. And nothing is clearer than that, than Christ being born for us.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.